Helping young people can take many forms. Commentator Desiree Cooper says there's one way that has been shown to work: mentoring.
Where's Latero? Asked Jim Bosher as he stepped inside the door of Latero's tiny house on Detroit's west side. It was too cold, said the boy's father. I didn't feel like going out to get him from his grandmother's house. If Jim was disappointed, he didn't show it. Never mind that he'd just driven from his job as an auto executive in sub-zero weather to spend a few hours mentoring 13-year-old Latero, his 11-year-old brother Anthony, and his 13-year-old friend Andrew. That's okay, said Jim, nonplussed. I'll just take Anthony and Andrew to the church with me tonight. Come on, boys. At the church, they settled down for their weekly routine, a snack of cheese crackers stuffed with peanut butter, a chat about the day's events, homework if the boys had it, if not, flashcards or practice reading out loud. Mentoring was the watchword of the 80s, a word that's now as passé as networking and empowerment. But mentoring is more than a fad. It's a valid way to positively impact the lives of at-risk children. The Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, for example, published a study of 294 teenage girls last spring. The study concluded that the girls with mentors decreased their participation in 4 out of 5 risky behaviors, including carrying weapons, using illegal drugs, and having sex. But Jim Bosher didn't need statistics to prove to him that mentoring was the right thing to do. When he heard how some Detroit churches were starting a mentoring program, he urged his suburban church to join in. Almost 3 years ago, Jim started mentoring with Latero, one of about 11 children who live in a small wood frame house. Eventually, he took 2 more boys in the household under his wing. Through the years, he has developed relationships with the boys' parents, their school, and even law enforcement officials to keep the boys progressing educationally and socially. It hasn't been easy, but when it comes to raising children, nothing ever is. He helps me with my work, said Anthony during a break from his math workbook. An aspiring artist, he doodled a picture of a man with superhuman powers. He isn't real, explained Anthony, but he comes into people's lives to protect them from harm. Just like the real superhero in his life. Just like Jim, his mentor.
Desiree Cooper writes for the Detroit Free Press.